Morning. Thank you for calling Palmer's. How may I help you?
Good morning. It's Nick with ODI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, good, Nick. It's Jess. How are you doing?
Just the lady I was looking for. I'm awesome. How are you
doing? I know. I actually got the phone this time.
How is owning a jewelry store going for you?
You know what? I love it. Really, it doesn't seem like much of anything's changed. It's still the same day in, day out. The only difference is now if something goes wrong, I don't have anybody else to talk
yeah.
to about it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, shit. Bust up
oh,
with
wait.
Me.
I do have to. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I have to figure it out myself.
Oh, yep. That's how it goes. That's crazy. Has everything going good? Like, how's business?
Actually, it's going pretty well. So we were kind of worried running that retirement sale that it would, like, create this huge drop-off in our business. We were definitely a little slower for Valentine's Day than we were last year, but actually we're ahead for this month. So
very cool.
And yeah, we were ahead for January. We're ahead for this month. We were a little slower for Valentine's Day, but we still hit our numbers. So, yeah, the community still knows we're here, and we're still going strong.
That is awesome. And then Mike is, I don't know what he's doing, in Florida golfing?
Yeah, hopefully. So he's actually semi-retired. So he's still here 2 days a week, but only for, you know, a few hours at a time, 3-4 hours tops,
okay.
2 days a week. So we ended up actually structuring it. So he's still technically part owner.
Oh.
So he owns a very small percentage of the company, but it actually worked out better for us. That way we can still use, because he's like, you know, a GIA registered everything that we need to keep the store going. So he's staying on until I can finish all of my certifications.
Oh, okay.
As part owner, and then, you know, that way we can still, because his name's on, like, the Rolex parts account and a lot of the other stuff, so him staying on part owner is actually working out really well.
Wow, he's, like, a really good guy, huh?
Oh, he's absolutely amazing, yeah. So
yeah.
We've worked together for 11 years, and I don't think we've disagreed on a single thing, I mean.
Yeah, no, that's very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because, you know, his name is on the JBT, you know, that
right, exactly.
that we use to determine how much we could send you guys and things
right.
like that.
Right. Absolutely. And so, and the way that we're doing it, I'm actually buying the stock shares, so it's still going to be the same business EIN number. It's still going to be, everything's literally the same. The only thing that's changing is who's the president of the company. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah, it'll still be the same EIN and everything.
That's awesome. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are like, that's Wall Street moves right there, you know?
I mean, maybe a little bit, yeah.
You're doing a hostile takeover. You're just like, once
yeah.
I get enough shares, I'm going to boot them. No, that's very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
On the business front, is there any opportunities that exist that I could, you know, work my way in there? I love calling you guys. I love talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be able to, you know, put my resources to work for you. I have over 8,000 loose diamonds. I ship
yeah.
for free. And I work harder than anybody I know. So if there's something
yeah.
that you are looking for that, you know, like marquees have been super hot again. And they just are not a lot of them. Like 2-carat plus.
Yeah.
And I had like 3 calls for these last week, and
crazy, yeah.
And so anyway, you know, and I filled them all, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't easy, but like there's behind the scenes stuff that like where I'm going to bat for people
mm-hmm.
to be able to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it just comes down to, so I think Mike actually has the login information for your site and everything.
Yeah.
So I do know he hops on there from time to time just to price check against other people that we're using, because we do, I mean, you know, everybody has their vendors. We are mostly doing lab, so we hop on quite a bit to price check, and it literally always comes down to quality for the price, and when you're getting GIA certified stones from somebody else at less than what we can get them from you for, and we're very, very picky about, like, our makes of the diamonds, and
yeah.
so when we can get them somewhere else for less expensive, it's, you know, and we're RJO members. Are you guys RJO?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay. I mean, so that at least helps because you've always got that kickback on the back end with RJO,
Which
but
is huge.
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you. I
No,
just.
it just honestly, it always boils down to price for the make, and if we can get a GIA started stone at a great make for this for less cost from somebody else, a business is a business, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so Mike is a GG, right? And
Mm-hmm, yeah.
you've been around these stones for long enough to probably be
Yeah.
one, right?
Yeah.
That's how I feel, right? It's like, but
Yeah.
I'm not gonna, I can't take the time out to go to school for it. And
You don't want to spend 30 grand to become a GG to do exactly what you do right now for the same amount of money?
this is a fact, yeah. But I've seen more live diamonds than a lot of the jewelers that I work with. And
Yeah.
now you know that the grades on paper, right? Those are
Yeah.
meant for you and I to communicate about them, right?
Yeah.
To get
Yep.
to give a general idea. But it's the same thing as saying, this is blue, this is dark blue, right? It's
Right.
like
Yeah.
those could be different for every single person. This is
Right.
pink, this is purple. You know what I mean? It could be different for every single person. We don't buy sick goods, meaning that if we have an SI1, it shows up as an SI1 when you look at it, or a VS2, right? We buy very, very sharp because we're the only vendor who has a dollar for dollar, one to one lifetime trade on natural diamonds that has never pulled back or changed it up since 1997. So we have diamonds that we want to sell diamonds that we don't mind buying back. Because
Yeah.
the idea, I just got off the phone with another jeweler of mine, right? And they're looking for a 5-carat cushion, but their problem is that they're taking back a 3-carat cushion on trade that they sold to the
Ooh,
customer.
ouch.
Yeah, you're right.
Mhm.
I'm like, man, I wish we had started working together a little bit sooner. If you had bought that from me, I'd buy that back dollar for dollar towards the five
Right.
carat. How huge is that? It
Yeah.
changes the game. And that's just, one of the services. I ship overnight for free. I do a million different things, right? And
Yeah.
so that's kind of like built into my cost. And then, but after all that, I'm never off by more than like 2 or 3%. You know?
Yeah.
And
Well, and I know Mike has a login. Can we have
Yeah.
multiple logins for the
Yeah,
same company? So
absolutely.
if you want to send it over, because obviously I'm doing 90% of the diamond searching right now.
Yeah.
So Mike's doing some, but if you want to send over the login info and everything, like I said, I never just shop one company. I shop a minimum of three. So if you want to send over stuff for me to sign up, I'd love to sign up. That way I can actually at least shop it.
What's your email address?
It's jjackson@palmersjewelry.com.
All right. So I have you in here. I'm just going to change your password back to the default, which
Okay.
is just the word diamonds. It's lowercase and plural.
Okay.
And then when you're like showing diamonds, when you're doing an appointment, how many do you show? How many options do you get in?
So, two to three at most.
Okay.
It's kind of one of those you don't want to give them so many choices. So, tops, we do two to three.
Yeah, I never recommend showing more than three. Then
God,
it's
no.
it,
Yeah, it's too much. No.
yeah, I'm a human. I know what happens if I'm presented with too many options. I'm gonna have to go home and think about this, and then
Yep.
I'm never gonna move forward.
Right.
You show me two. All right, I pick one, I say no to the other, or you show me three, and now I got a good, better, best. We get rid of one of the options, and then I select between the other two.
Yep.
And so, when you get in two to three stones, are you getting these in from multiple vendors, or are you trying to get them all in from the same vendor?
Well, that depends. It's probably about a 50-50 split. Most of the time, I'm trying to remember who we're getting most of them in from right now. I think most of them are coming from Well, lab diamonds we're mostly getting from like Overnight and like GN Diamond and sometimes Surreal, but their pricing's kind of all over the place for lab grown.
That doesn't hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Lab I offer because if you call me up and you have three diamond calls, you know, and you're ordering your naturals from me, I don't want you to have to go and call somebody else to get the lab. I want you to say, "Oh, Nick, also I need a 4-carat lab grown." Cool,
Yeah.
I'll
Well, and
throw it in.
honestly, they all look the same. The lab grows. They're
Yeah.
all the same.
Yeah. Now, my pricing on labs is it's pretty good. But I'm not the rock bottom. I'm around like 300 a carat. And I imagine if you're selling them regularly at any kind of volume, you're probably getting 300 or under 250. I mean, what do you get per carat usually on a?
Yeah, so usually for a 1-carat diamond, I'm paying about 150.
Yeah, see, I don't even carry those generally.
Because it's not even worth it, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, we lose money on the deal.
We so do.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so, but I mean, you know, if it's more than a dollar made of carbon, you know, if it's a diamond or has something to do with a diamond, I would love to be able to help you with it, and I can get those. It's just you have to do like invoice only on those because it's, you know, we can't ship it back and forth, and everyone's losing
No,
money,
absolutely not yet.
except for FedEx, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, on naturals, it's mostly Overnight and IDJ.
Okay. So, but I meant, so yeah, on naturals, that's and so you'll get in 2 to 3 options from those two vendors, and you'll check their prices versus me, because this is what we should do. This is what I want to do, if you're cool with it, right? Do you have a call that you're working right now, or?
Let me see. No, actually, right now I just have appraisals right now.
No, you're good. I'm the next one, right? I'm the next one. Go about it the same way that you normally would, but also call me. We'll take a look at what I have. Not everything I have is listed online. We're buying diamonds every day,
Oh,
and
yeah, that'd be impossible to keep up with.
yeah, and especially with hot shapes, like the lab growns never go online, or sometimes they do, but you know what I mean? Those move quick. But check with me, see what I have. And, you know, on paper, we'll look at that, and you'll say, you know, oh, they're beating you by this much, or oh, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, you would have the cheapest option. We don't know. We'll take a look. Then let me send you 1 or 2 options. You go ahead and get in the options from the other vendor if you want to, or you could just choose to go with mine. I'm cool with that. But and then take a look at the diamonds in real life, and see how it translates. Realize, you know, are they Overnight, and you said IDJ, are they RJO also?
Overnight is I'm not 100% on IDJ, actually.
Okay. So, you know, I have a lot of reasons to work with me, and you know, let's just try it out on the next one. All right.
Are you going to be at the Lexington show, by the way?
Not oh, Lexington is that yes, that's in end of
Like
July.
July, August?
Yeah, we'll be there. I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna go to that. We'll have a whole crew though, and you should, if you are looking for anything for stock or anything like that, I could send it ahead of time so that you could see it at our booth. I 100% want you to meet with our chief sales officer. He's the owner's son. His name's Sam Indelicato, and he's just one of the most talented people that I've met in this business, and he could really talk to you even more so than myself about the benefits of, you know, working with us on, you know, like you decrease your aged diamond inventory. You pretty much make that a thing of the past when you're getting diamonds from us, because you're never stuck with a diamond from us. And
Well, and that's what I was just gonna bring up is, okay, I just bought a business that's been here for 81 years. I would like for you to take a guess as to what types of diamonds are sitting in our vault that we've taken in as trade-in towards other stuff.
Yeah, probably not all great.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Like, not great cuts, not great clarity, not great color, none of that. But it's also not throwaway stuff. So
yeah.
Who in the industry buys the crap stuff for a somewhat decent price? It is crap stuff, I'm telling you up front.
I don't know the answer to that. I know that, so we generally are not in the habit of making offers to buy stones.
Yeah.
However, like from jewelers that we work with, because,
yeah.
I mean, you bought stones over the counter.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know the prices that you give. Imagine what kind of prices we have to give. We're a wholesaler, you know.
Right.
We need to be competing with other wholesalers. So, I don't know. Some people are, it's just, we want to be friends. We don't want to offend you.
No, totally, completely. And that's why it's like, I'm going through this stuff and I'm looking at it and I'm going, wow, I don't even want to touch this stuff. So, and it's not anything that I would buy from a vendor. And so that's why I was just curious.
Like,
because
give me an example.
I am still
like
learning the diamond side of it.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, we've got, like, we've got stuff that's, like, a 150, you know, SI2N or, you know, NO color. Or we've got stuff that's, like, an I1, I2G. It's just stuff that, like, we wouldn't buy and that we don't want. Or it's stuff where it's like the marquees are so long that it almost looks like a baguette.
Oh,
I mean?
Man, yeah. That's,
it's crap.
That's so funny. I have this, I came across one the other day that was, it's over 3 carats, and it's also a longer ratio, and the diamond's like almost an inch long. It's wild. all right, so I have some answers for that, but honestly, this is not what I was thinking when I called you, but we're having an event in Rochester, New York next month where we go over all of this stuff.
Oh, all of
it. Like ad nauseum, but like not the nauseous part, right? Like we just go over all of this, and there's different jewelers from, you know, different non-competing markets talking about issues that they've had or how they solved issues. Like, we have these round tables, and and they're being led by a gentleman named Raul Velasquez, right? And he is he leads these mastermind groups for CEOs. That's how we ended up our CEO actually was in some of these groups, and that's how we ended up working with him. But, you know, and it goes further. We have a marketing expert. We have a display and merchandising expert. You should be here if you have the availability. It's April 12th and 13th. We pay for everything. You just have to get yourself here. Like, we even put you in a hotel. Because this is how you'll find out. And, you know, you'll find out what these other jewelers do when they have, you know, these diamonds from 1940. And it's like, you know, it's like uncerted. And, you know, like you said, and, like, by the way, some people, they sell stuff like that. That's, like, their bread and butter.
That's crazy.
I have a jeweler in the South that sells diamonds that are, like, you know, like, I was asking them about their studs, you know, and she's like, well, can you send me some wider studs? All of our studs are, like, J through M. And I was like, dang, that's crazy. And these Southern women, they like them, you know. And I'm like, and who are we to say anything differently?
Right.
So, yeah. Would you be available? I'll send you the email on this.
Okay.
Send
me the email. I will have to check my home calendar. I don't know. I have 4 kids. So let me check my home calendar. But, yeah. If you
four of
the
them.
Info, that sounds perfect. I do have 4 kids, yeah.
And you own a jewelry store?
Yeah, and I'm lead singer of a band, and
I'm
on a couple of boards
gosh.
Around town. And
what genre is your band? I used to be in the local music scene in my city. Yeah.
So it's like Americana. It's mostly blues, country, bluegrass, and like 90s alternative. It's kind of an odd, like I said, it's Americana, so.
I love that. You just love doing 100 things
Yeah.
and being passionate about it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more, but
Okay.
I've already taken 20 minutes from you. Let me send
Oh.
you yeah, let me send this email over to you
Okay.
and then we'll figure that out. But yeah, I would love to see you here, and I think it makes the most sense because you have some big questions, and this is where you'll get all the answers.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Send it over and I will see what I can free up.
All right, thanks, Jess. Talk to you
All
soon.
right. Thanks, Nick. All right.
Yep,
Bye.
bye.